Minority marginalization has been an issue since the conception of America, and it's something that everyone needs to be aware of. Imagine you yourself being outside the norm, and because of that, you're bullied, threatened, dehumanized, and even limited by the system of your government. These are serious issues for transgenders, people who do not conform with having their gender that they were assigned at birth. In most parts of the U.S., transgendered people are scrutinized by their family and community because of their gender expression. How can we claim to be the land of the free when our so-called freedom of choice is limited by social prejudice and government institutions? Transgenders are demonstrably marginalized in the U.S. due to the fact that they suffer from bullying in their childhood very harshly, causing transgenders to have incredibly high rates of attempted suicide, and they're even banned from joining the military. Land of the free? Give me a break. Imagine you turn 18, and now you're of age to join an organization whose purpose is to increase the well-being of everyone in your country, an organization that you have planned on joining for at least a few years. You have no physical or mental impairments, and it's finally the time where you can join this organization that will have lifelong benefits. Now, imagine that the President of the United States announces that you and many other citizens in your country may not serve this organization in any capacity because of the way you express yourself. That in reality has no effect on your organization or your performance. That is what it's like for transgenders who want to serve in the military and are rejected because they are thought of as a burden. Someone who agrees with this outrageous display of discrimination would say, well, transgenders are like anyone with medical impairments. If someone's vision is too poor, they can't join the military, so why should trans people be any different? To which anyone with medical knowledge would disagree. In fact, in the response to a military ban of transgenders, the president of the American Medical Association has stated that, I quote, there is no medically valid reason to exclude transgender individuals from military service, end quote. To be transgender is to be uncomfortable with the way society tells you to be, and expressing yourself in a different way because you hate being confined to a norm that is assigned to you because of the sperm that made you that happened to contain a certain chromosome. Being transgender is not a medical impairment by any means. It should not be a reason to refuse patriotic Americans the opportunity to serve their country. Trans people in America are marginalized from a young age, often being victims of social ostracization and abuse. Many transgenders are scrutinized by their family and students in their school. Transgenders are not only scrutinized, they are bullied because of their gender expression. According to Youth Suicide and Bullying, Challenges and Strategies for Prevention and Intervention by the Oxford University Press, 76.3% of transgender youths in a study report feeling unsafe at school as a result of their gender expression. That is 3 out of 4 trans students. Bullying is unacceptable any way you observe it, and rates that high cannot be ignored and dismissed. It's so bad that according to the same study, between 38% and 83% of transgender youths have reported considering suicide. Not just that, but 1/3 have attempted it multiple times. This is a gravely high percentage of young individuals who would kill themselves because of how society treats them. No one would argue that young children should be subject to hurt and pain like that, but it seems that when it involves transgenders, many would just bat their eyelashes. This bullying needs to be solved, and it needs to be our education system that resolves it. How would this issue of transgender discrimination be resolved? In our system of education, as I just said. The only way people can learn about transgenders, and that they are people just as anyone else, is by the United States public education system. Think about it. Discrimination throughout history is caused by people not being educated about others and understanding their culture, the way they are, and their plight. Sometimes they know, and don't care, because they are taught otherwise. The goal is to challenge assumptions and foster diversity, and doing this would help people see transgenders as just another person living their lives, not anything less. At the end of the day, we are all just people trying to live our lives to the best of fulfillment that we can. Why should it matter what life choices people make if it causes no one, including people making the choices, harm, and makes them happy? We have no use for discrimination or marginalization. It just causes strife and a waste of time for anyone involved, and it causes harm to at least one group of people. By banning transgenders from the military and allowing them to face harsh bullying, we inflict unnecessary marginalization and suffering upon them.